Hey, well, what made you move to Hamilton? Where are you originally from?
Originally from London, and I have a close friend who's in the city here, Nick Dyka, of bassist of Arkells.
All right, yeah, Nick. Yeah.
Great guy. So every time I came to visit him, he would always give me the hard sell on Hamilton.
Right.
And my first few art crawls, I fell in love with the city. And I played at Supercrawl in 2017 as a drummer for Mountain of Wolves, and absolutely fell in love with the city and made the move, like you said, 3 years ago.
So is the making the move here from being from London? Were you connected at all in the music scene out of London?
Just from playing the odd show here and there. So I'm familiar with the St. Hollywood and Mills Hardware.
Right.
So there's a bit of connection there.
No, I meant like, were you connected with the London music scene? Like, maybe how do they compare for you? What are the differences that you had seen before pandemic?
Right. Yeah. Pre-pandemic, London kind of seemed to be shifting right before I left, getting more organized, especially through the London Arts Council. They would organize a lot of events, make sure the musicians got paid. They would help with media and videos. So it was progressing right before I left, and it's nice to see them continue to grow. However, they've been dealing with the same struggles we all have. Restrictions and all that.
Do you still go back, now that things are opening up, do you still have people you can play with back in London if you're to go back there and do some shows?
Yeah, most definitely. So I'm working on a project right now. It's part of the Grand Theatre Reopening Festival. They have a beautiful theatre downtown London. They just renovated it. And as part of the Reopening Festival, we're putting on a show that has multi-layered artistic layers to it. So there's a beautiful set design, there's some dancers, and it's not just a live show. There's some acting in between. So we're really pushed out of our comfort zone with that one. And that show starts on October 11th, and there's 5 different live shows at the theater there. So still some connections.
Putting on, is that what you were initially a part of back in London? Was the theater, the musical, that kind of aspect of show?
It was more so as a drummer. For a few bands. And with the lockdowns, it gave me time to solidify a lot of my material that was taking the back seat because I was so concentrated on drums. But having all that time to myself has really made me fall in love again with the singer-songwriter scene.
You're listening to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. Joining me right now is Brent Hebert from Mystery Bear, and we're just having a chat about moving from London, what the scene likes there, and then falling in love with Hamilton and honing his skills during the pandemic, going back to drumming and learning other things that he loves. A friend of mine, Max Ray, reached out to me, but come on, Brent. I mean, I talk to the guy every other day.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, all right, well, soon I'm thinking about doing a show, and I'm gonna do a show at Lucky's. If you talk to Leanne, can you talk to Leanne? Yeah, I'll talk to Leanne. Why not? I'll talk to, sure, whatever. And it's like, okay, all right, yeah, so like, I'll send you all the details of the show. And like, honestly, Brent, Max has been talking about this for weeks. Like, we've been like, he'll swing by the house and we'll do some stuff. And then he's just like talking about it, and he's picking my brain over there. Oh, great, great, great. And then he just sends me an email, Brent. That was it. there's this guy Brent in a TBA, and I'm like, you gotta give me more info.
Oh yeah.
So thanks for sending me all the information on you and your bio and recording and everything, because I said I messaged back to him, and then I got him on the phone like, going, dude, I can't find any. I don't know who Mystery Bear is. Is it like, where's all this? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, when you're trying to like talk about something, like, well, Mystery Bear, I don't. Is this a Letterkenny sketch? I don't know what's going on here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So then I thank God you sent me the email, because I'm like going, okay. So there is stuff to it, because I did some digging and there was a Johnny Cash cover that you did. I was going, oh, okay. But like, is he doing an LP? Is he doing an EP? So you did some recordings and you actually ended up covering a song from Harry Chapin's hit from 1974, Cats in the Cradle. Why did you pick that song to do?
Great question. I have always loved that melody. It's just so catchy when the chorus kicks in, you know, the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Yeah.
It's just one of those hit songs that has been covered so many times. And I took it as a challenge that since it's a song that's been covered so often, you know, what can I do differently? And that's when I had the idea to kind of just rewrite the lyrics, because the melody is so catchy on its own. I just felt, you know, what can I do with this? And, you know, a lot of my lyrics are darker and it deals with addictions and mental illness.
Right.
And, so I just thought it was a great challenge, and I really liked how it turned out. So I have a video for it that will be coming out next week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'm excited to share it with you guys here. This will be the first time anyone's hearing it.
Did you do like 3 or 4 tracks recording as an EP or an LP with somebody?
Oh, this is just a one-off single to kind of come out of hibernation, you know, and put myself out there, because I have a full length album that'll be coming out in 4 months. So I just wanted to have something out there to just start the buzz and let everyone know, hey, I'm here. I'm in Hamilton. I'm looking to play and collaborate and, you know, really join this community. It's a very tight knit community. So it's my way of saying hello.
Well, it is nice that you're doing it now, because it's a great way to test the waters, get some feedback from people, that sort of thing. My other question is that if you is this not all a cover album? It's just going to be, you will have like your own originals, that kind of stuff, and arrangements, like your own songs. You're not just going to reinterpret like an entire album. Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah. So the album coming out will be all originals.
Okay.
I like putting out a cover too, just to, you know, start with something that's familiar to people as a greeting, and start promoting my own stuff real soon. Hello, this is Brent Hebert from Mystery Bear. Looking forward to playing at Lucky's on October 23rd on George Street. You can find some more information on my Instagram at Mystery Bear Music. Again, that's at Mystery Bear Music. God damn, I got booked just the other day for a quarter of coke and some MDMA. The bar in jail's a second home for me, but the toxin in prison is a miserable feat. Now my son's being born right across the street. I hope he don't end up like me, man. Sure hope he don't end up like me. Now there's cats in the prison with a needle and spoon. Gonna shoot a nose, get his eyes a moon. Mom said he'd visit, but I don't know when.
All right. The remake, Cats in the Prison, he renamed it. That was Brent from Mystery Bear. Check him out. October 23rd with Max Ray and a mystery guest. I'm going to start a poll who the mystery guest will be at Lucky's Barbecue on George Street just off of Hess Village. Okay, so you want to get in the car? You want to go see things? You want to go rock out? Huh? You want to rock out with Zeus? Zeus? He says Zeus? That's the old musical powerhouse. Zeus has set their alarm for Rock O'Clock and are storming back into the live scene. After what seemed to be a suitable hibernation, Toronto's own musical powerhouse, Zeus, has set their alarm clock for rock and storming back. They are rejuvenated and they are brimming with unburned rock and roll fuel, delivering a newly charged up live show. Yeah, someone actually wrote all of that, and I just read it. That's amazeballs. It's a rescheduled show, actually, so it's happening in Paris, Ontario. It's an event put on by DT Concert Series, and it's being held at the Dominion Telegraph Event Center. So Google up Paris, Ontario. Google up Dominion Telegraph Event Center. Do all of those things. It's at 97 Grand River Street, North in Paris, Ontario. Tickets are $49.38 on via Eventbrite. So if you want to go to Eventbrite and check it out, there you go. So you can grab yourself some tickets to go see Zeus. They came out, I believe, in like, what was it, like 2010 they were out? When they first started to put music out, that sort of thing. So they've been around for a little bit. I know that I used to spin them a lot and see them doing shows with bands like Metric and Broken Social Scene, Hey Rosetta, that, and Stars, that sort of thing. It was like one of those bands that I would see a little bit and then they kind of fade away and then they would come back a little bit more. So I'm glad that whoever wrote this said they're rejuvenated and they're coming back because they're a pretty good band. I like them. Okay, so having said all those wonderful things about Zeus, and maybe you should go to Paris, Ontario, and go see Zeus. Go check it out. Two tracks from Zeus on Steel City Music. You're going to hear Are You Gonna Waste My Time? But also Miss My Friend, Zeus, on Steel City Music. Check it out.
I miss my friends. I miss them all. I wanna know what they're doing now. I'm gonna give them a call. It was the summer of love, and now it's turning to fall. It feels like I've been away so long. I'm gonna give them a call. You look around, but you don't know anyone. So familiar to you. You look around, but you don't know anyone.
I don't wanna know. And I can see you through my movie red.
The fun starts when Nancy meets Francie, Sunshine's mom.
Actually, we live a very quiet life here.
Oh, I won't. And what do you call this?
Bad timing.
Then there's a fire at the fishes.
The empty house 2 doors down, it's on fire.
Could Victor be a firebug?
These children are under my supervision.
Go fish!
And Starsky and Hutch are set up by the mob. Right after Blansky's Beauties and Fish.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right. This is it. This is the highlight of the hour for me right here in this episode. This is it right here. No, this isn't it. I was about to intro the Max Ray bit chat that I had, but no. I still have more other stuff I got to do. Okay, so do you like country music? Does country music fill your heart with love? Do you enjoy a nice country ditty on the radio or on your Spotify list or wherever you consume your music? Do you like to go to places and sit out in like maybe a lawn chair and sit around hay and see people smile and laugh and have a good time? I found something for you to do if you like all those things. So here it is right now for you. All right. So Signal Brewing Company, they're putting on Country Rocks 2021 in Corbyville. If you were to go to Corbyville, you would Google it. And you would find 86 River Road. And on Saturday, October 9th, Country Rocks 2021 is happening. So go do all those things. And then you get your tickets at signal.beer, collections, events on their website. Okay? There you go. So just go to signal.beer, their website. Click on the tickets. And you can get yourself a ticket for some country music. All right. Let's find out who's all playing. It's from 6 till 10 p.m. Admission is $39 in advance, $45 at the door. This is going to happen outdoors, rain or shine. So they say bring a lawn chair, a sweater or jacket because it might get cold already, and a big smile. All right, so you got four artists that are going to be performing. You got your Jason Mercer at 6 p.m. You got your Johnson's Creek at 7 p.m. Nicole Ravy, or Ravi, rhymes with Navy, so maybe it's... No, it's Nicole Ray, you idiot. And also the Abrams, and they're starting off this set of music. Sounds good to me. You're hanging out with Gunnar on Steel City Music.
Cricket singing in a backyard, fingers picking on a guitar. Happy hour at a dive bar, sounds good to me. Mellencamp on the radio, waves washing over my toes. Rush hour on an empty road, sounds good to me. But I'll tell you something, there ain't nothing like a screen door swing about a 5:30. And we ain't got no plans tonight. The way you wear my hoodie, girl, it fits just right. Laid back on the couch, side by side. We say I love you and I love you more before we fall asleep. Sounds good to me. Yeah, that sounds good to me. $100 million on the lotto, burn it all on a big boat. Going anywhere I wanna go, yeah, sounds good to me. Will that be something? But it ain't nothing
laid back on the couch, side by side. We say I love you and I love you more. Before we fall asleep, sounds good to me. That sounds good to me. With a screen door swing about a 5:30, and we ain't got no plans tonight. The way you wear my hoodie, girl, it fits just right. Laid back on the couch, side by side. We say I love you and I love you more. Before we fall asleep, sounds good to me. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. Yeah, that sounds good to me. Sounds good to me, girl. Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Nowhere to be, I ain't got no plans on. Palm trees, a warm breeze, a little bikini, bring me to my knees, uh-huh. Hey girl, have a drink with me, my ocean fantasy. She said I like my scotch on ice and my martinis dirty. Hey girl, have a drink with me, I sure like your company. Where have you been all this time, my ocean fantasy? Sunset dipping low, just like honey, all sweet and slow. Starlight, warm night, I want to take her down by the fireside. Hey girl, have a drink with me, my ocean fantasy. She said I like my scotch on ice and my martinis dirty. I sure like your company. Where have you been all this time, my ocean fantasy? Soft hair or smile, my horse gets about a nautical mile. My lips touch her, send me halfway around. She said, I like my scotch on ice and my martinis dirty. Hey girl, have a drink with me, I sure like your company. Where have you been all this time, my ocean fantasy? Hey girl, have a drink with me, I sure like your company. Where have you been all this time?
Remember when Backstreet came back and we all lost our minds? We didn't have cell phones, so our parents never knew where we were on Friday nights. Knew your number by heart, I could still call it now. Keep thinking it's been 10 years since the 90s, but it's been 20 somehow. Were we supposed to grow? We've come a long, long way.
told he might appear wearing the Little Richard jacket. Eh?
Yes.
Your great hero, which now you've acquired.
I've now acquired that through my wife. It was one of our wedding anniversaries a few months ago. And my idol when I was a kid was Little Richard. And she knew that, so she found one of his old original stage jackets, 1956, and she got it for me for an anniversary present. And the thing, Little Richard, the guy is huge. This guy, I can use it as a tent in the garden, right? Obviously wear it on stage. I mean, he must have had, like, really little legs.
And a big body.
You know, and a big body, because the sleeves are down there on me. I saw him first in 1963, I think it was, and I think it might have been at the Brixton Odeon. I don't know, somebody remember the tour. Everybody remembers everything these days. And the Rolling Stones were opening up for him. It's the first time they ever saw him. And they weren't really very well known. There's about six kids rushed to the front, you know. That was their fan base at the time. Everybody was there for Little Richard. And I think Bo Diddley was on the show and all that. And it was priceless. I'd never seen anything so rebellious in my life. Some guy yells out, "Get your hair cut!" And Mick says, and I'll never forget these words, "What, I look like you?" I thought, oh my God, this is the future of music. And sure enough.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
All right, now I finally get to the part of the show that makes me laugh. Well, I laugh at everything, really, but when I have the opportunity to talk to Max Ray, I always laugh. He's a funny kid, a funny, funny, talented kid who suffers from all the same things that I suffer from: anxiety, self-doubt. And we try to overcome all of those things with our poor, poor sense of humor, looking at things darkly, but then eventually coming around in the end and trying to be a better person. And as I say all these things, I know he's going to end up listening to this going, "Oh, why do you do this to me? Why? Why?" It's because we just love to do these kind of things. So there you go. All right. So October 23rd, Max Ray is performing at Lucky's Barbecue with Mystery Bear and also a special mystery guest. And of course, we tease all of that during this little chat. So Lucky's Barbecue on George Street. It's in Hess Village. Google it up and go and have some fun. I'm going to be there, and it's out on the patio. So without further ado, here's the old chat with my buddy, Max Ray. Hey, you listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner. My special guest right now is my good friend, Max Ray. Max Ray, lean into that microphone via Zoom because it's a pre-recorded interview so that we can promote October 23rd at Lucky's Barbecue with yourself, Mystery Bear, and mystery guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Max Ray.
Hey, buddy. How are you? That was very excited. It was like the speed reader guy from that old FedEx ad or whatever it was.
Thank you very much. It's kind of like the fact that I've had like two Americano coffees and I'm raring to go. And I'm just excited to talk to you because the only time I get to talk to you recently is when we're going on dump runs and throwing away people's memories and cherished goods.
Not to mention like the hour-long phone calls we have about twice a week.
About all the nonsense that we've seen on the internet and people that we know. Yeah, I know. So
it's nice to hear a man in his 50s giggle.
I don't know who you're talking to about that, but that's a weird thing to say.
You always got a good... you're always giggling about something.
I am. Actually, hey, you know what? I just did an interview with Brandon Agnew. Do you know who Brandon is?
Okay.
I think I mentioned him on the phone the other day.
Maybe.
Brandon is a local singer.
Didn't know who he was then.
And he got back from Newfoundland and he was out there with his wife. They were doing this, she was doing films. He was out there and he was like looking at stuff and whatever. And he's a super cool dude. And I interviewed him before, but he had a hat on. So I was going on about his hat all the time, right? It's like, wow, that's kind of a crazy looking hat. And then I just looked at him and I went, "You look like John Kirby." And he goes, "I know Kirby." I go, "Oh, you know Kirby." I go, if you two both wore hats together, you could be like, I wouldn't say twins, but close to, you know, looking alike.
This is like a good way for an audio only medium to talk about hats guys were wearing at a
I know, but you
time.
Know what? I'm gonna post a picture of Brandon and Kirby together when I do my post about this radio show when you want it, and then you're gonna go, "Oh my God, totally."
Gotcha, fair enough. Yeah. I mean, Kirby's hat phase was a very early hat phase. I think he's since moved out of the hat phase.
Because he shaved his head.
Well, and that too many crushed hats in tour, you know? Like his hat got crushed under enough guitar cases that it's like,
Well, I always thought it was like, I thought you were going to say it would be the weight of the hat, having to hold the hat up and then perform at the same time, right? Because then he's hitting the microphone with his forehead. If he leans back to say something to someone, I need more monitor, he falls over because the hat's too big.
Well, it depends on the hat he wears. You know, the heavy is the crown, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy. Oh, look at you. Is that a Shakespeare reference? I think it is.
I am not. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead.
It's a Shakespeare reference. Yeah. It is. You got knowledge, sir. Knowledge.
Don't think I said it right, but we'll move on.
Yeah. Hey, you listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunner, and this is my special guest right now, my good friend, Max Ray. He has a show coming up once again, October 23rd at Lucky's Barbecue. You can find it on George Street. It's in the middle of Hess Village. And Max, right now, I'm just going to look out to find, where the exact address is. 116 George Street, Hamilton. Right? So it's pretty easy to find.
That's it. Just at the tail end of George Street there, right before you hit Queen.
Yeah. Okay. So we can explain this to everybody, because conversations that you and I have, I get very angry when people say to me,
went down to Hess Village and I couldn't find the bar.
And it's just like, well, buddy, it's small area. You can just look around, you know.
There's a big sign that says Lucky's on the side of it.
That's how, and it's a neon, isn't it?
It's like whatever you call the little light bulbs all through the whole thing.
I think we call that neon. Well, yeah, you're right. It's a lit sign.
Individual light bulbs, yeah. So
now we've established where the bar is. There's lights, and there's going to be music. And now, is it going to be indoors or on a patio?
We're going to be, it's going to be on the patio outdoors. Obviously weather permitting and stuff like that. But it's a great little space that's had music in it previous in a lot of its incarnations as other bars. But Leanne down at Lucky's and Tate are really leaning into the idea of doing live music and kind of try to bring something back to the community for songwriters and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to being a really nice outdoor listening space.
Perfect. This is going to be fun. It's nice because now it's like another little venue opening up. You can go see some music, that sort of thing as you said, weather permitting, but also in the middle of this pandemic, we lost a lot of little venues and some bigger venues. Mm-hmm. And now people can come out and social distancing, all the other fun stuff, make sure you're double vaxxed, on another note. But it's good that this is happening. I'm happy that they're, because I had a chat with Leanne about it. And I said, good on you that you're starting to do this for people to play. And you're going to be kicking off the first show ever there. Well, 2021, really.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to be trying some stuff out. They had Chopped Liver a couple weeks back. They're going to be adding them again, kind of going down the line. But yeah, we're going to be doing the first original music singer-songwriter night. So it's myself, it's Mystery Bear, and as you've put it, as the way you've coined it is the best way, Mystery Guest.
Mystery Guest, yeah. And I had a chat with Mystery Bear the other day, just to let you know, right?
I appreciate that, yeah.
Brent from Mystery Bear is stoked for this show.
He's very excited.
He's eager.
Very excited.
That dude's from London originally.
Yeah, and I think he came here either slightly pre-pandemic or mid-pandemic.
Yeah, just before that, he was like, he came before the pandemic, and he actually played at Supercrawl with some folks. And he really digs the Hamilton music community, so he's trying to get connected with everybody in that. So
said he was a big fan of yours.
Yeah, which is, he was actually pretty earnest about it. He said, and I'm like, really? Because how I am with compliments, right?
Yeah.
Like people liking us.
I know how I feel about me. It's all that matters.
Because both of us rip into ourselves, so that way it doesn't hurt as much when others rip into us.
We gotta get there first.
I've already been there. Thank you for bringing it up, though. But yeah, he seems like an all right dude. He's got a new album coming out, LP, in a little while. So he's just releasing this first song called "Cats in the Prison," and he's gonna be putting up the video. He's gonna send it around to everybody, that sort of thing. So you might want to check that out. So obviously he'll be performing it. Now it's just him acoustic, you acoustic, and the mystery guest. Now this interview will air, I believe. October 8th and over at the Hack and probably the following week on CFMU, because I have two shows. So know who the mystery guest is by then, or do you know now? So we can just stop saying mystery guest.
No, I mean, I'm going to keep saying mystery guest just because it's fun to do. Intrigue is always an important thing when building a show. We'll keep it there. We'll keep it at Mystery Guest because it's fun.
Can we play the game? If I say the name, you'll nod on the Zoom call and then I'll just stop bugging you.
It sounds like what it's going to be is a lot of dead air on my side as I nod into a microphone.
All right, then. That is a good point, by the way.
I never thought of it that way. You and I are seeing each other on Zoom, but it doesn't really work in your...
Okay.
You can have as many radio shows as you want. If we're not talking and only using hand signs.
Tom Wilson.
Yeah, nailed it.
Right off the get? That is amazing.
No Tom yet. No, we haven't discussed it with any. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you just keep it as a mystery and let's just move
Max
on
Kerman from the Arkells.
Oh, yeah. Just naming people you know. Maxes, the whole name.
Well, Nick Dyke is a friend of Brent. Nick, could he be there?
Yep.
Is he the mystery guest? Come on.
This is the game we're going to keep playing. This starts starting to turn into like Saturday morning drive time radio. Like, what guest do you think it's going to be? Call in now if you think the guest is going to be Sinead O'Connor. All right.
Lou Molinaro.
There it is. Just doing a DJ
Lou
set.
Molinaro, the great owner and operator of the formerly This Ain't Hollywood radio show host extraordinaire in Hamilton Campus Radio, right? Lou Acoustic. Someone has a guitar and Lou sings, right?
I just want him full acoustic, though. I'm thinking maybe Matt Jelly reprises his role as the Star Wars DJ.
Matt Jelly dressed as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And I think he also used to...
Seen it before. I kind of want to see it again, you know?
Yeah. He was in a band called Laser Fist for a while, too.
Okay.
Possibly. No?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I barely know the names of the bands I've been in.
Ah, okay. All right. Well, what about the kid, Ben Summer?
Oh, he was discussed, but he's at a wedding in BC for that weekend.
What about Matt Paxton?
I don't understand what game we're playing right now.
I'm just throwing names out at you. That's all. I mean, what are you doing?
And I'm making a stance that it's going to be a mystery guest down the line. Yeah.
This is quite the conundrum I got here going
on
in my brain.
Man, this is good. This interview has turned adversarial all of a sudden.
This one turned adversarial opposed to the one that I'm not airing. But
what do you mean?
It seems like it's the first time you were talking today. Like there wasn't a whole 45 minutes of the two of you talking and crapping on one another, and then you did the next interview. No, not at all.
Well, you know.
Yeah. Hey.
You're saving people time.
Yeah. Hey, you listen to Steel City Music. I'm your host, Gunnar. Of course, my special guest right now is Max Ray. October 23rd. It is going to be 116 George Street, Hamilton. It's called Lucky's Barbecue. Google it. It's pretty easy to do. Doors. What time's show's time start, by the way?
So 8:30 to 11. We're going to have three acts and we're all going to be doing rotating sets through the night. So we're going to be up at different times that we can kind of catch everybody. And hopefully we'll have a good group of people in there and limited seating available, obviously. So get there early. We're figuring out reservations and stuff as we go.
That was my next question. Because some people were asking me, you know, will there be reservations? And I'm like, why don't you just call the venue or Google and call them? I don't have the answer to everything.
I think you show up at noon. You post up. You get yourself full of as much barbecue as you possibly can.
Right.
Eight and a half hours later.
Yeah.
You'll see everybody roll in and set up. It'll be a real fun day for you. But maybe you're supposed to only stay at restaurants for a certain amount of time. I don't know. So. I don't know the... Yeah.
Unless you're continuously eating.
Maybe
just start from
swap
noon.
Swap in every couple hours. Yeah.
Wow. That's actually sounds
a lot of fun to be had. That's all. Yeah. That's all we need to know.
Okay, cool. And no cover?
Nope. No cover.
No cover at this point. Okay, good. I meant like just there is no cover. Because I said at this point, no, and I don't, you know... Just there's no cover. Okay. Well, this is awesome. This will be a lot of fun. You know, I'm going
to
be there.
Just free live music to all the people who feel the need to walk through Hess Village and get some barbecue.
And you know what else, though, I was just thinking off the top of my head is that you should really on social media tell everybody, but who's the mystery guest? You guess.
Well, we'll get there. You pay attention to. you pay attention to Lucky's Instagram, you pay attention to mine, Maxray Music, WRAY, or Mystery Bear. There's going to be a lot of information coming up over the next little bit. So, you know, clearly this is going to air later, but, you know, to the people who can hypothetically hear me now.
Yeah.
You know, just pay attention to that kind of stuff. We'll have more information coming. And we're excited because it is their first kind of foray into the new singer-songwriter stuff. So there's a lot of new things happening, a lot of information to be seen as we go forward.
Awesome, man. Well, buddy, thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to have this, chat with us.
This is the only thing I have to do today. That's why we did it twice. Hey, everybody, this is Max Ray. You can check me down at Lucky's Barbecue on October 23rd. I'm going to be playing with Mystery Bear and a wonderful mystery guest. Doors are at 8:30. We're going to be playing all night. Come down and check us out when you can. Again, that's October 23rd. This is Max Ray. We'll see you there.
Here's some lines that you love to hear. I sing them out just to keep you near. Have some traits that you love to see. So we'll be the mouse, so you'll be with me. You can dress me up any way you like. Doctor's code to save your life. You can take me out if that's your plan. Stay up all night, guitar in hand. You see, at most, it's a positive. If I get real close to the life you live, I can find my way into your heart. I'd give anything to stay. Beginning, love that could change timelines.
crack the walls of Eden. Stop hating war forever and bring hope to the defeated. But we're both too scared to get exactly what we're after. So we close the book one page in instead of finishing our chapters. But when we touched hands, we made a pact. You love me and I love you back. We could share tomorrow just the same. Except you will know the greatest love. And I'll see sights from the Lord above. Showing me no errors in my way.
Listening to CIOI The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
All right. Y'all dialed in there, huh? Yeah? A little dial-in action there for the Steel City Music Show. All right. In this portion of Steel City Music, we have a chat with Brandon Agnew. He has a new video out for Angie's Blues. Cool dude. Also, we spin some new Jesse James Medicine Show tunes, a chat with Matt Ellis on the way, and some other concert announcements that you should check out here in the old hammer. But first, Brandon Agnew. It's good to catch up with him. Check out this chat on Steel City Music. Enjoy.
My next guest is Brandon Agnew. The last time we chatted was, 2002, I think. We were both 12 years of age, and we were learning how to build planes. And this is all a lie. I can't remember last time we chatted. I think it was just a little while ago when you had your new release.
I think it was 1987.
Okay.
At the lawyer's office.
Right, right.
Yeah. It was sometime in the past year.
Well, I think it was a couple of months ago because you just had the release of your EP.
Yep.
What it was. Yeah. And you were working with some different people and we had a chat about that. And then you had the picture out in front of the store. Was it Maves? That's what it was?
Yeah. And you were wondering about my hat. Did I see this guy before? Look at that hat. That's must have seen this guy before.
You know what it is?
Rails.
Yeah, I have a thing with when you had that hat, and I kept looking at it. I kept thinking, this guy reminds me of John Kirby. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. So I know John Kirby from like way back in the day. I should reach out to John and say hi.
Well, John is back in Hamilton recording at Boxcar Studios, I think. And then he went back out on the cruise ships to do more music.
Cool.
Yeah, he's actively pursuing getting COVID where he could just get it here.
Right. Yeah, he's really putting right.
Well, yeah, good for John. We're so happy he's still around. Angie's Blues is the new video. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's a song that I wrote for our friend Angie, and she is a lovely